The Lord be with you.
And
with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not give what is holy to dogs, nor throw your pearls before swine, lest they trample them underfoot and turn and tear you to pieces. Do to others whatever you would have them do to you. This is the law and the prophets. Enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the road broad that leads to destruction. And those who enter through it are many. And narrow the gate and constricted the road that leads to life. And those who find it are few." The Gospel of the Lord. So Abram and Lot had to separate. There's a lot you can take out of that. How many parents here have children that are not married yet? I would encourage you to pray for your children that will probably get married, probably, to make enough money so that they don't have to live with their in-laws. You've never heard an interpretation of the first reading like this, but you know it's true. There is a Mexican proverb, which is muy fuerte. Los muertos y los arrimados apestan después de una semana. ¿Cierto? I don't think I'm going to translate that into English. Should I? Okay. Well, it's this. It's hard to translate, but arrimados would be freeloaders. A dead corpse and freeloaders stink after a week. You know, I think there's a real truth in that. You Californians, I'm a New Yorker. Do any of you ever hear the term freeloaders? Okay, maybe that's just a New York expression. Freeloader. A tougher word would be a parasite, parásito. I really see my interpretation of Lot and Abraham really very much connected with that. My parents had this idea. If people came to our house and they were more than 48 hours, they were no longer guests, but they were part of the family. They had to carry their own weight. My mom and my dad, maybe it seems tough to you. Maybe it goes against Polish, Mexican, or Filipino hospitality, but that's the way my parents raised us. And I think it's good. Otherwise, you've got these freeloaders that are trying to take advantage of your generosity. Right? Okay, another interpretation of that first reading. Now, what I'm saying now, because of the immigration, a lot of the immigrants here don't have too much money, and it's not your fault, is that you have to live in close quarters. You have to live in a house where you've got two or three families, like Lot and Abraham. It didn't work. Okay, the problem with that, obviously, you're going to be some type of sexual abuse is going to happen. And don't kid yourself. Now, there's been problems in the priesthood and the religious life, but forever, every abuse in the priesthood, you get probably at least maybe 10,000 more cases in homes. I mean, that's not reported. And one of the reasons why is there's just so many people in a house, packed in like sardines almost, no? There's so many people in the house in which you got a cousin who's 23, you got a good looking niece that's 14, they have to share the bathroom, the 23-year-old kid is looking at pornography, and then there's no one there to supervise. Hey, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. So, as I've told in many of my talks, how many parents here? How many parents have teenagers? Or maybe, 20 years old? Okay. Tell your children to go to college and make big bucks. Amen? Hey, if I were not a priest, I'd want to be a millionaire, and I probably would be. And I know a lot of them on the East Coast, huh? And I wouldn't want to be a millionaire for just to go to the Las Vegas or the casino in Hawaiian Gardens, no? I want to be a millionaire because I want to have at least 10 kids, maybe more, hopefully 15. And I'd want to send them all to Ave Maria or Christendom or Steubenville or John Paul the Great. I'd try to send all my kids to the best colleges in the country, and they would be professional doctors, they would be lawyers, they would be politicians, good politicians, okay? One would be an archbishop, another would be a Carmelite nun. I would want to have my children to be the best in the country. I mean, it's not going to happen because I'm a priest. But I'm saying this, there's nothing wrong, okay, there's nothing wrong with money. But I have a vow of poverty. If you steal this, it's only going to be a venial sin. You get more holy cards than money from my wallet, okay? So seek out some other person to mug. Okay. But Teresa of Avila would say this, con Dios y dinero podemos hacer grandes cosas. With God and money, we can do a lot of things. But Teresa of Avila! Maybe that's shocking, though. Teresa of Avila, with God and money, we can do a lot of good. I spent an hour today speaking with my baby brother, who's married with 8 kids now, and he is setting up a Catholic school in New Hampshire. My father, before he died, set up probably the best Catholic school in New Hampshire was set up by my father, who died 6 months ago. My baby brother has got keen business skills. I would say even a business genius. My little brother was in his 40s, no? And he's putting together a really good Catholic school in the most secular state in the country. It's called New Hampshire, okay? And he's living in the most liberal city in New Hampshire, which is, any of you know? Portsmouth. Any of you ever been on the East Coast? So he's really swimming against the current, but he's setting up a school for these little kids. And he's had so many problems and sufferings and contradictions. And I was encouraging him, saying, Jim, you got to be humble. He said, got to be humble. Man, was I humiliated. No. But he's using his resources. He's using his intellectual skills. He's using all the talents he has with his 8 kids also. to try to build good Catholic schools for kids. I think that's one of the most important things in the world after having holy priests. Amen?
Amen.
And guess who's praying for both of us? My mom. That I'll be able to work here to save souls, and my little brother, Jim, who some of you know, I think Joe, you know him, is working really hard to save souls through good Catholic education. So say a prayer for him, because he has to go through a lot of obstacles. And I didn't tell him this, but I hope that he'll be able to do that in California too. Amen? He could come and bring all of his business skills here to set up the best colleges and high schools and elementary schools in California. Amen?
Amen.
And then the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.